Jeremiah 6:16. God is talking through his prophet to his people. That's why the verse says, "Thus saith the Lord." He said, "Stand in the ways. Ask for the old paths, the way things used to be done." God says, that was the good way, the way things used to be done. It was the right way. I blessed you in that way. And he says, you need to go back and walk in that way again. You know, when you find something that works, why would you change? And that's what God was saying to his people. You walked in the old ways, I blessed you. And now you've turned from those old ways and you're walking in different ways. You need to go back. Go back and walk in those old ways. And if you'll do, you find rest for your souls. Notice what the people said. They said, we will not walk therein. They said, we're not going to go back to the old ways. We don't want to go back to the way things were. We're going to walk in these new ways. And here was God telling his people, he's saying, do you remember how it used to be? I was your God. You were my people. We walked together. We had fellowship together. You obeyed my commandments. I blessed. And you had peace and prosperity in the land. Now you've changed your ways. You're walking in different paths. You're worshiping other gods. You've turned your back on me. You no longer worship me. And I'm not going to bless anymore. I'm not going to bestow my blessings on a people that are not my people anymore because you've changed your ways. And again, it is foolish when you find something that works. Why would you do something different? I've known people all my life. They bought Buicks. That's every car they had in their life was a Buick. And then they decide they're going to switch and they buy a new car. And they tell me, oh, I hate this car. I just hate this car. I hate everything about this car. I said, well, why'd you change in the first place? You enjoyed your Buicks. Why didn't you just stay with a Buick? Now, I'm not just saying that because I work for GM. I don't get paid for advertising Buicks or anything like that. I'm just making a point. Why would you change? I know people that buy a certain brand of bacon. They buy it. Every time they buy bacon, they buy the same brand of bacon. They decide to change. They buy a different brand of bacon. They complain. Oh, this doesn't have enough meat on it. It's got too much fat. It doesn't fry right. And I say, well, why did you change in the first place? If you find bacon you like, why would you change the brand of bacon? They said, it's too expensive. Doesn't matter how much it costs. If you like it, just keep buying the same brand. And that's what God's saying to his people. You had a way that used to work. Why would you change it? Go back and look for the old ways. Go back and walk in the old ways. Don't change. I think he says the same thing to us today. I can't think of a better thing to preach about on old-fashioned day than going back to the old ways. We need to go back to the old ways in our country. We used to be a God-fearing country. This country was founded on the Word of God, where God was reverenced. We prayed. We used to pray in all the meetings that we would have, from the national government to the state government to the local governments. Every meeting opened with prayer, asking for guidance. We put in God we trust on our money. We celebrated Christ's birth at Christmas and his resurrection at Easter. We prayed and read the Bible in public schools and said the Pledge of Allegiance with the word "under God" in that pledge. Life was sacred. We protected little unborn babies. We protected senior citizens. Homosexuality was an abomination. And everything was closed on Sunday except for the churches. There wasn't a restaurant open. There wasn't a store open. It was the Lord's Day and people went to church and then they rested. Now, some of us, if we got away with it, played. But for the most part, the old people rested. I am now an old people, and I understand what that means, to rest on Sunday afternoon. And look, during those days, God blessed us. He blessed us. He helped us. He helped us win wars. We just didn't go fight and then leave without winning. He helped us win wars. He blessed us financially as a nation. He blessed us politically as a nation. And America was a sought-out spot on earth. Everybody wanted to live in the United States of America. Everybody wanted a chance to capture the American dream. But then we decided to change things. We decided to trade in what worked for something new. And so we took prayer and Bible reading out of the public schools. We now have to fight to put up manger scenes in public places. All of our laws are based on the Ten Commandments, but you've heard the story. I don't know if he's still the Chief Justice of the Mississippi, boy, that's hard to say, Mississippi Supreme Court, but Judge Roy Thomas decided one day he was going to put up a plaque of the Ten Commandments in his courtroom, and they fought him. They were ready to send in the state police and said, separation of church and state, you can't put the Ten Commandments up in your courtroom. And he says, I'm going to do it. And the state police said, well, we're going to come in and stop you. And the governor called out the National Guard. Well, if you come and stop, then the state police are going to be fighting the National Guard. They removed him from being a judge. Then the people elected him the Chief Justice of the Mississippi Supreme Court. Isn't it a shame that you go to the buildings in Washington and other places in the country and you can find scripture etched in stone in those buildings, and now people are saying it's illegal to put them up? We changed what works for something new. We kill babies. We kill unborn babies. We kill millions of them a year. We help old people die. Homosexuality is now an alternative lifestyle that has protected status in our country. And everything is open on Sunday. We're trying to take, there's still an effort to take in God We Trust off our money. We're no longer a God-fearing country. We have no respect for God. Instead, you know what's happening now? Other countries are sending missionaries to the United States of America to try to save this heathen nation. Where's the old past? Where's the old ways? Why don't we go back to them? Why don't we go back to putting God and Bible and prayer and make it the center of everything that we do? Let's let our government revolve around that. Let's have statesmen that pray for God's guidance before they go into any meeting like we used to have. Let's go back and ask for the old past in our country. We need to ask for the old past in our churches. Churches used to be the main thing on Sunday. You did not miss church on Sunday unless you were dying. We used to sing the old hymns. We still do around here. Blessed Assurance. Amazing Grace, Holy, Holy, Holy. Churches used to use the King James Bible. Brother Walt and I were talking about it yesterday. If somebody got up in the old days and read from the NIV or the Living Bible, they would be booted out of the pulpit. Churches wouldn't let that happen. We used to preach about heaven and hell. We told people that they were sinners. We quoted verses from Romans that says, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Churches used to tell people there was a penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. You're separated from God now and forever. And churches used to talk about the love of God. Amen. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And churches told people that, look, you're a sinner, you're headed for hell. The only hope you have is to come to Jesus Christ. And if you come to him, he'll save you. Save you from the penalty of your sin. Make you one of God's children. Give you a home in heaven. And churches used to have invitations every service to give people an opportunity to respond to the gospel. But now most churches have decided to change things. People come to church if there's nothing else scheduled. We sing these modern little ditties. My dad used to call them 7-11 songs. Seven words, you sing them 11 times. We use versions of the Bible that are not King James. I mentioned in Sunday school, Since 1900, there have been 1,800, so the last 117 years, there have been 1,897 versions of the Bible published. We get lessons on current events and book reports. In most churches, there's no hard preaching. Preacher doesn't preach about sin, doesn't preach about heaven, doesn't preach about hell. Most churches say, well, let's make people feel good. And in most churches, even a lot of Baptist churches today, they don't even give an invitation. Let's ask for the old pass. This new stuff isn't working. Most churches haven't had a visit from the Holy Spirit in years and haven't seen anybody saved in years. Let's go back to what worked. Let's go back to the old pass. Now, let me just tell you where I stand. They will be selling popsicles in hell before we have contemporary services and sing little ditties and don't have Bible preaching. You can fire me and boot me out if that's the kind of church you want. But as long as I'm here, we're not going to have that kind of church. We're going to have an old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ and tells people how to get saved. Let's ask for the old pass. In our country, in our churches, in our homes, Dad was the leader. He loved Mom and the kids. Mom submitted to his leadership. Children obeyed. If they didn't obey, they were punished. They knew the rules. They knew the penalty for breaking the rules. Families had family altars where they gathered either in the morning or at night and read the Bible together and prayed together. They worked together. Everybody had a job. So we changed things. It used to work. We changed things. We put the kids in charge. Dr. Spock came on the scene. He wrote all these books. I bought a book by Dr. Spock once. The only good I found it made a pretty good paddle. There was nothing inside that helped me be a better parent. So Dr. Spock came on the scene. He said, oh, you can't spank a child. You violate their psyche. Well, my kids needed their psyche violated at times because they weren't obedient. He said, don't make them work. That'll do damage to their self-worth. And we got a lot of people now that don't know how to work, even though they're old enough to work. Family altars gone by the wayside. We've done that under the guise of letting children make their own decisions. Look, that's a bunch of hogwash from hell. Your little 8 and 9-year-old don't need to be making their own decision. They need to have a mom and dad that loves them and tell them what's right and tell them what's wrong and teach them if they break the rules, there's going to be a penalty. Let's go back to the old ways in our home. Let's go back to the old ways in our marriages. The way it used to work. When people got married, they wanted to be with each other. They kissed each other when they parted. They kissed each other when they were reunited. They kissed in between. I have lately discovered, again, the joy of kissing. It's a pretty good thing. If you haven't tried it lately, try it with your spouse. People dressed up for each other. They smelled good for each other. They planned and did things together. So we decided to change things. We decided to take each other for granted. And so instead of dressing up for each other, we wear sweatsuits and our old baggy clothes around the house. Some men don't shave on Saturday. They don't smell very good either. And if it fits, wear it. I'm not preaching at anybody this morning. And husbands and wives don't do things together anymore. They find other things to do apart from their spouse. And we wonder why the divorce rate is so high. Let's go back to things that worked. Where we valued each other, where we respected each other, where we wanted to spend time with each other. Let's ask for the old pass. And then number 5, let's ask for the old pass in our personal walk with God. In the old days, Bible reading was a daily thing. You didn't have to remind people to read their Bible. You couldn't keep them from reading it. It was the Word of God. They wanted to hear from God. They had a hunger for it. They read it in the morning. They read it at noon. They read it at night. They memorized it. They talked about it. That was a topic of many conversations in the old days. They prayed. They talked to God about everything. They told him what was on their minds. They told him their worries. They told him their fears. They shared Jesus with other people. They told other people how to get saved. So we decided to change things. We decided that Bible reading wasn't so important. We could maybe do it once a week. We decided that prayer wasn't so important, and we didn't pray about everything. We decided that people could just learn about Jesus some other way. And so, we've made it illegal to go knock on doors and tell people about Jesus. We can't do it in certain spots. Well, why would we change? If the old ways worked, and they did, why don't we say, hey, we're not going to change it just to change it. We know what worked. It worked for grandpa and grandma. It was good enough for them. It worked for those that have come before us. It will work for us. Let's go back and ask for the old paths. God would say to us this morning, walk therein. That's the good way. Now his people, Israel, said, we're not going to walk in that way. And God said, okay, I'm not going to bless you. In fact, I'm going to punish you. Jeremiah was one of the prophets that foretold the captivity that was coming to the nation of Israel because they turned away from God. And God says, you're not my people anymore. I've got to teach you a lesson. And he let the Babylonians come, destroy the city of Jerusalem, destroy the temple, take his people captive. Let's not let that happen to us. Let's learn from their lesson. Let's go back to the old ways, the ways that worked. And let's in our country, in our churches, in our homes, in our marriages, in our personal walk with God, let's go back to the old ways. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us about what we had, how it worked, and how you blessed it, blessed us because of the old ways that we walked in. And I pray this morning that we would ever be a people that would walk in those old ways, that we wouldn't change something just to change it, that we'd stay true to your word, we'd stay true to the principles and the statutes and the commandments in this book, and we'd live for you. Father, I pray if there's somebody here that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, they've heard enough of the gospel this morning to get saved. They've heard that they're a sinner. There's none righteous, no, not one. They've heard there's a penalty for that sin, but that Jesus paid it for them. On Calvary's cross, he bore all the punishment, all the penalty for sin that you decreed. And if they'd received what he did for them on Calvary, if they'd come to Christ, but as many as for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And if there's just one here this morning that's never put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, help them come to him this morning for their salvation from the penalty of sin. And then, Father, I pray for the many Christians that are here. Help us to seek the old paths, the old ways, and to walk in those ways. Just bless this time of invitation. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Help us to be obedient to your leading. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.